Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. You're listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. Just a quick heads up before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know about a free resource for listeners of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. That means you. If you are planning your next trip abroad, or if you're just getting back out into the world again, maybe you're going to an event or to a festival or to a meetup, that you need to be prepared for what to say when you meet someone for the first time. Download our free Spanish conversation guide so that you'll be prepared to have a conversation with anyone that you meet for the first time in Spanish. We give you a list of the most common questions that you'll be asked and that you may want to ask someone when you meet them for the first time, along with the responses so that you can be prepared when you have that conversation in less than 30 minutes. So to get your free conversation guide, just go to SpanishConversationGuide.com. Simple, right? SpanishConversationGuide.com to download your quick guide to prep for your first Spanish conversation.
Hola a todos. Me llamo Brittany y soy de Baltimore, Maryland. And after I still was not able to hold a conversation with a native after cramming textbook chapters and learning sentences on apps like El Gato Azul, I was very, very downhearted. And then one day, this post came across my Facebook news feed talking about this new course that I was going to be opening called Spanish Con Salsa. I will definitely recommend this course because it's still, even though language learning is difficult, it can be made fun. You literally get to have a jam session while you're learning. Who wouldn't want to do that? Seeing people smile when they come to realize that you are speaking their native tongue is a beautiful thing. And so I have no regrets for joining Spanish Con Salsa because that's what it helped me do.
If you want to join the Spanish Con Salsa Fluency Club and get the support that you need to start speaking Spanish with confidence, go to SpanishConSalsa.com/join. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/join. Today, Tuesday, August 18th, is the last day to sign up, so make sure that you check it out right now, SpanishConSalsa.com/join.
Bienvenidos! Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola y bienvenidos al episodio 86. Welcome to episode 86 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, we're going to do another song breakdown. So I'm going to be sharing one of my favorite classic salsa songs, and we'll talk a little bit about how to talk about your daily routines and use reflexive verbs with the lyrics to this song. But first, I want to remind you, as you may have heard in the intro, that today is the last day to sign up for our Spanish Con Salsa Fluency Club. Now, if you've been thinking about joining, if you heard the episode last week and you were inspired by Ryan's story, and you know that you could really be doing more right now with your Spanish, you know that maybe you could be speaking more, maybe you could have more opportunities to speak Spanish, maybe you just don't have a lot of native speakers where you live to talk to on a regular basis. We have been having so much fun this summer in the Spanish Con Salsa community, even though, yes, we are going through a very different time right now in the world, but we've been able to come together over our love for Latin music, our love for the Spanish language, and to be able to connect in Espanol. So if this is something you've been thinking about and you're on the fence, today is the last day to sign up. Well, we won't be opening up again for new members until probably January 2021. So if you're thinking about it and this is something you want to do for the fall, I definitely encourage you to sign up and check it out. And again, there is a trial period, so if it doesn't work out for you, you have 30 days to test it out risk-free. But when you sign up for our membership, not only do you get access to our Learn Spanish with Music course, but you'll also have plenty of opportunities to practice speaking Spanish with other Spanish learners and our amazing team of coaches that are all native Spanish speakers. So I encourage you that if you've really been looking for something to help you get to the next level with your Spanish, or you feel like you just need a little bit more direction and support, sign up now for the Spanish Con Salsa Fluency Club, SpanishConSalsa.com/join. That is SpanishConSalsa.com/join. And we also have a few bonuses for you if you sign up. All the details are on the website. But again, today is the last day, so make sure you jump on that right now if you're thinking about it before time gets away from you, okay? So now let's get started with the topic of today's episode. So as I mentioned, I'm going to share with you the lyrics to one of my favorite salsa songs, and this is actually by El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, and the song is called Y No Hago Más Nada. Y No Hago Más Nada, but it sounds more like No Hago Más Na. All right, so as we've talked about before with Caribbean Spanish, sometimes that DA or DO can kind of get chopped off at the end, so this is the word nada, but it sounds a lot like na in the song itself. So the reason why I chose this song for today is because here in the U.S., we're coming to the end of August, which is really close to Labor Day when folks are thinking about summer winding down. And even though I know this summer probably was not your typical summer, this song is still one of those songs that just I really love to listen to, like when I'm on the beach or when I'm thinking about vacation time. This is just one of those lazy summer songs that you have to listen to get you in that mood to relax and enjoy the long summer days as they begin to wind down. This song really just literally means, and I do nothing else. So that más nada is like nothing else. So the whole song, he's talking really about what his day is like. And this is a day, again, think about lounging around the house, which a lot of us are doing more than we would probably like to these days. But especially, you know, in the summertime, and like I said, like in the late summer, I think about this type of vibe, right? You're just like, you're just in chill mode, okay? So that's what this whole song is about. But as always, you know, there's a way that we can extract some really great lessons from this song and learn how to use grammar. And there's a couple things, especially in the song, that I want to point out that may not have been obvious to you if you've even heard the song before. So as always, I will be putting a link to this in the show notes so you can listen to the song, and it is amazing. So I suggest you get in a hammock, put your feet up, go out to the park and just maybe lounge and just listen to the song. So I'm not going to go through the entire song. It's quite a long song, but I will give you a breakdown of at least the first verse and the first part of the song so that you can understand and also learn how you can use some of these phrases as well. Now, as always, you can go get the show notes at learnspanishconsalsa.com/86. That's learnspanishconsalsa.com/86 for this episode's show notes. All right, so let's get to it. In the first verse at the beginning of the song, he says, "Yo me levanto por la mañana, me doy un baño y me perfumo, me como un buen desayuno y no hago más nada, más nada." So, yo me levanto is I get up. So literally this means to get up out of bed in the morning. And he says, yo me levanto. But if you want to say I get up, you can just say me levanto. So sometimes the yo is added for emphasis, but you really don't need to use it if you're using it in daily conversation. So if you want to say I get up at 6 a.m., you could say me levanto a las 6 de la mañana. Me levanto a las 6 de la mañana, right? So he says, yo me levanto por la mañana. So he's basically just saying I get up in the morning. So in this first line, me levanto actually comes from the reflexive verb levantarse. So I'm conjugating it for the first person, so it becomes me levanto, all right? So if I wanted to say you get up por la mañana or you get up in the morning, I would say te levantas. Te levantas, you get up. Or I could say, he gets up, se levanta, se levanta. If I wanted to say, we get up, I would say, nos levantamos, nos levantamos. If I wanted to say, they get up, I would say, se levantan, se levantan. All right, so that's the pattern for most of the reflexive verbs that are used in this song, but they're all conjugated in the first person. So in this case, me levanto is I get up. Then he says, me doy un baño y me perfumo. Me doy un baño y me perfumo. So this me doy un baño is literally I give myself a bath. Or we might say in English, I take a bath or I take a shower. Sometimes the verb bañarse or bañar is used to say take a shower as well. So you don't have to use the verb duchar, which is literally to shower. So you could say me doy un baño if you're talking about a bath and sometimes also a shower. But it literally means I give myself a bath. And then he says, y me perfumo, me perfumo. So this is I put perfume on myself, literally. But this is a guy in the song, so he's probably referring to cologne. For a woman, we would probably say perfume. So it's I put on perfume or I put on cologne. The next line is, me como un buen desayuno. Me como un buen desayuno. So in this case, you might be wondering, why is it me como? Like, it's not comerse, like to eat oneself, right? He's not eating himself. He's saying, me como un buen desayuno, which is a good breakfast. So in this case, the me como does actually have a specific meaning, and it's not a reflexive verb in this case. So he could have easily just said, como un buen desayuno, because he's just saying I eat a good breakfast in the morning. He doesn't really have to say me como. But in Spanish, when you see this like me como or me bebo, like I drink, it's usually referring to having consumed the entire thing. Okay, so if I just say como un buen desayuno, I just mean that I eat breakfast. But if I say me como un buen desayuno, I'm saying that I ate all of it. Almost like I gobbled it up, right? I ate all of the breakfast. So that's the slight distinction here. But you could say either one. You could say me como or you could say como if you're referring to yourself and you're talking about eating breakfast. Another thing in Spanish is that you don't have to say como desayuno or como almuerzo, like I eat lunch. There's actually a verb for this, okay? So you could say desayuno as a verb instead of as a noun, which just means I eat breakfast. Desayuno, almuerzo. You can use those as verbs as well, from the verb desayunar y almorzar. So that's another way you can express yourself that might sound more natural than saying como. But in this case, because he's emphasizing he ate the whole breakfast, he's saying me como un buen desayuno. Then he says, and this is the classic line in the song, you'll hear it over and over again,
y no hago más nada. Más nada. So, and I don't do anything else. Nothing else. So, literally, he's like, I wake up in the morning, I get up, I take a bath, I have breakfast, and I'm not doing anything else. Okay? Then he says, después, yo leo la prensa. So, he's reading the papers or the news. Yo leo hasta las esquelas. Yo leo hasta las esquelas. So, he's saying, I read up into the obituaries. So, esquela is obituary. So, pretty much, he's taking his time and he's reading the entire paper, okay? Because he's got nothing else to do today. O me pongo a ver novelas. O me pongo a ver novelas. So, I'm sure you're probably familiar with novelas or telenovelas, which is like soap operas. So, he's saying, or I start to watch soap operas or telenovelas. So, this me pongo, sometimes it can be used to say, like you're wearing something, like I'm getting dressed, like me pongo una camisa, me pongo una falda. But in this case, it actually means to start to do something. So, I can say me pongo a ver, is like I start to watch or to see, right? So, me pongo a ver novelas. In this case, he's just saying that this is something I start to do. So after he has breakfast, after he reads the paper, then he can start to or transition to do another activity in this case, which is watching TV basically. And then he says once again, y no hago más nada, más nada. And then he says, a la hora de las doce, a la hora de las doce, which is basically at 12 o'clock. So it's noon now. He's pretty much got up, you know, had food, watching TV. And now it's already noon. And guess what he's about to do? Yo me como un buen almuerzo. So this is pretty much a pretty lazy day, right? He's lounging around. He's had breakfast. He's read the paper. Or maybe he's watched some TV. And now it's time to eat again. So again, he's not trying to stress himself out today. Okay? So a la hora de las doce, yo me como un buen almuerzo. So in this case, again, the me como is I'm eating up my lunch. I'm eating all of it. De arroz con habichuelas. De arroz con habichuelas. So he's eating a lunch of, which is basically a lunch that consists of rice and beans, right? Which is the classic like Latin American dish. Every country you go to, you'll probably find some version of arroz con habichuelas. Y carne guisada y no hago más nada. Okay, so he's eating carne guisada. Carne is used to refer to beef, even though it sort of just in general means meat. And guisada is like a stew. So it's like a beef stew. Then he says, después me voy a la banca. Después me voy a la banca. So in this case, we have another reflexive verb, which is the verb irse. So he's saying me voy, which is like I'm leaving or going to la banca. Now, banca, it might sound like the word bank, right? Banco. But in this case, it's actually referring to something more like a bench or some place to go sit. So in this context, probably a very comfortable place to go sit, right? Because he's kind of in lounging mode. So después me voy a la banca a dormir una siestita. A dormir una siestita. So basically, he's going to sleep, a dormir. And siestita is actually the diminutive form of the word siesta, which I'm sure you're familiar with, even if you didn't know any Spanish. Spanish culture is very famous for this late afternoon nap after lunch. But in this case, because this is, again, from the Caribbean, they tend to use a lot more of the diminutive. So instead of just siesta, it becomes siestita. So it's like I'm taking a little nap. Y a veces duermo dos horas. Y a veces duermo dos horas. And sometimes I sleep 2 hours. Y a veces más. And sometimes more. Y no hago más nada. Y no hago más nada. So, and I don't do anything else. Y me levanto como a las tres. Okay. So, and I get up about 3 o'clock. So this como a las tres, He's saying around 3 o'clock. So he's not being very precise. He's just taking a nap and he gets up around 3. Y me tomo un buen café. Y me tomo un buen café. So this is just like the example of me como un buen desayuno, me como un buen almuerzo, y me tomo un buen café. So I drink a good coffee. So café is coffee, and me tomo is a way of saying I drink. But again, in this case, he's saying like I drink all of it. So tomar is the verb to take, but it can also be used instead of beber, which means to drink. So I can say me tomo, me bebo. It means pretty much the same thing, all right? So I hope you enjoyed that breakdown. Again, we learned some reflexive verbs here. Me levanto from levantarse. Me baño from bañarse. Me pongo, which means I'm about to do something or I'm going to start doing something. Me como, me tomo, if I want to say I ate all of something or I drank all of something. And me voy, which is the reflexive verb irse, to leave. So I hope you enjoyed that breakdown. And again, if you want to hear the song, which I definitely recommend that you listen to, just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/86 and you will see a link to the song so you can actually listen to it. And it's actually, there's a video, the music video for the song is also kind of funny. It's really old school, like it was made a while ago. So the quality of it isn't super great, but it is still kind of a good thing to watch because as you're listening to the song, you can actually see him sort of act out this day. But there's more to it. And again, I'll include the lyrics on the show notes as well so that you can enjoy this song. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that breakdown of El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico y No Hago Más Na, one of the great classic salsa songs. And also a great way to learn how you can talk about your own routine, which I hope is just as low-key as his is during these summer days as we begin to wind down and get ready for the fall. All right? So that's it for me and for this episode. Again, don't forget, if you want to join our community in the Spanish Con Salsa Fluency Club and get the support that you need to start speaking Spanish, and also have some fun while you're at it with a supportive and friendly team, join us at SpanishConSalsa.com/join. Again, today is the last day to join in 2020. So you want to make sure, even if you think, well, maybe I won't get to it until September, now is the time to sign up so you can lock in your membership and you can pick up whenever you have the time. But next week, next Tuesday, we're actually going to do a live goal setting session within the membership community. So if you're trying to figure out how to spend your time, if your routine's been thrown off because we're in and out of quarantine and lockdown and working and not working and school is starting, and you're just trying to figure out how do I get a handle on my schedule, this is the workshop for you, and we're only doing it for our membership community within the Spanish Con Salsa Fluency Club. So if you want to sign up, we can help you get your schedule in order. If you're not sure where your time is going to come from to continue with your Spanish this fall, we'd love to help you and support you through that. So make sure you check it out, SpanishConSalsa.com/join. Today is the last day to sign up. Gracias, y como siempre, I hope that something you heard in this episode has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.